This is the Middle East Report. Each week, we destroy the lies of the legacy media, who want you to believe that Israel and the Jewish people are the aggressors, instead of the ones who were attacked on October 7, 2023. On this edition of the Middle East Report, we're going to talk to Dr. Baruch Korman, who lives in Israel with his family. He's the head of Love Israel, about what's happening in Gaza.
If you ask most of the Israelis, do you hate the people of Gaza? We understand that there's many people there that are nice people, that don't want conflict. They want to raise their family. They want the basis of life. They're not bad people. But we also need to know the reality that on October 7th, the majority of the worst acts that were committed were not committed by Hamas. They were committed by civilians. We have it recorded. They recorded it. We need to understand that Hamas is guilty, but the people of Gaza were not innocent in this. And they voted Hamas into power, and they're accountable. So do we like people to starve? Do we like people to suffer? Absolutely not. We're not people that enjoy the suffering of others. But if you want that suffering to end for the people of Gaza, there needs to be accountability, there needs to be justice, and there needs to be an unconditional surrender. Until that happens, things are going to be very unpleasant for the people of Gaza.
Do we see any things in the Bible where, you know, Israel's battling against an enemy where the Israelites are told, hey, please give them food, they need food? Do we see any of that? And can you share, you know, from God's word about justice and accountability in regards to what happened there in Gaza?
The word that comes into my mind is a Hebrew word, matzor, which is a siege. We find that historically in the Bible and also throughout history, that armies, if they could, would lay siege against a city. Now, what was that? It means they surround the city, nothing gets in, nothing gets out, the food runs out, and then what happens? It facilitates just what I'm talking about, a surrender. The people know we're in a hopeless situation. We can't go on. Now, when October 7th happened, Yoav Gallant, who was the head of defense for Israel, Secretary of Defense, we could call him, he announced there was going to be a siege on Gaza. How long did that last? Until President Biden called him up and said, stop, we can't have this. And what that has done has prolonged this war. All of this humanitarian aid has only caused things to go on and on and on. And the problem we have here is President Biden wanted Israel to allow for the Gazans to get food. But you know what? Hamas didn't give it to the hostages. If we open our eyes and look, so many of those men that came out here in the last few months, they were malnourished. And the doctors say, they may never fully recover what they suffered in captivity. Now, did Hamas follow the Geneva War Conventions on how to hold prisoners, how to treat them? No. But then Israel is being pressured to do what is foolish, what is counterproductive. Feed the enemy, give them gas, do all of that. And when we do, and when we had a ceasefire for hostages being released, what did they do? They replenish. They rearm, they strengthen their positions so they could fight more. They're not interested in giving up. Why? They haven't seen the light. And sometimes it's the heat that causes people to see the light. And there needs to be much more pressure put upon them. Because of the shortage of food, we see that there's an uprising beginning against Hamas.
You can find out more about what Love Israel is doing to uphold the Word of God there in the land of Israel and around the world when you visit loveisrael.org. That's loveisrael.org. That's the Middle East Report. Get a podcast of the show wherever you get your podcast. Just search for The Middle East Report, or you can also go to afr.net and download the podcast there.